Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. This is Jay Nauer. I'd certainly like to welcome Coach Jim Newstead once again in for our weekly interview through football season. Coach Newstead takes his West Platte Blue Jays winning 33-20, a big win over Lathrop. It featured a running attack that features speed and toughness. Boy, 359 yards rushing and 5 yards passing. A lot of people would not have predicted all that, and I was one of those. Dalton Woodward with a big night, 3 touchdowns. Dominic Williams with 225 yards and 2 touchdowns. Coach, congratulations. And, of course, your defensive side had an excellent second half as well, Coach. I know it was a team effort. We can't name all the names like we talked about last Friday night, but certainly a good win to build momentum going into this next week.
That was a great win for us. It was a win well needed, too, because we are kind of a spell there of 2 games, kind of being on the losing end of some stuff. So it was a game we knew we could win if we played well. It's exactly what we did. We played well. We outplayed them on the line of scrimmage, which we haven't done to too many teams this year. It's as young as our line of scrimmage is this year. But like I said before, they are coming along. We're getting better. Got a lot of sophomores on that line, so that bodes well for the future. Dom had a great night, like you said, at 225 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dalton's had a good season. He just hasn't had a breakout game until last Friday. It's 108 yards and 3 touchdowns. It's hard to believe Dalton has not scored a touchdown all year until last week, and he got an end zone 3 times. So he's been a mainstay for us back there. Him and Dom together, we went a lot of two back sets back into our old wing T stuff, which we thought we'd have advantage on them with that. It's a formation you're probably going to see a little bit more. We kind of got away from it the last 2 games. Not to say you're not going to see gun too. We're going to have a mix and a share of all that, but we just have to be more physical in line of scrimmage and be able to run the ball a little bit. Passing wise, I know Ken only had 1 completion for 5 yards. We only made 2 attempts on his passes. So we decided we were going to run the ball, and when they stopped the run, we were going to throw the ball a little bit. They just never stopped the run on us. So don't break what's working. So that's what we did all night. Defensively, we had some struggles. We shut their main offense down, their wing T stuff. Like I said, we run the same offense, so it's kind of the way it goes. Then they came out with a little bit of that spinner offense, and they kind of got us early, then come back to it later in the second quarter, and they kind of moved the ball quite well in the second quarter. We made some halftime adjustments, moved a few people around. We actually put Will Schaefer at corner after halftime, which most people wouldn't know. He was sitting on the edge at corner. He set the edge really well so that he was able to set the edge on the outside run stuff that allowed us to concentrate more on the inside stuff with the rest of the defense. So I thought our defense did a great job of adjusting to that, moving people around, playing some spots they never played before. So I thought Coach Swolf and Coach Munger had some great ideas as far as making some fixes on defense, and they helped us. And Coach Gallagher and Coach JJ did a great job of calling the offense Friday night.
Certainly an excellent win. I like this rushing attack in a way that we have the two running backs we've talked about the most so far is obviously speed. Nobody's going to catch him from behind, and Dominic Williams, and we've seen that many times this year. But you had the weapon of Dalton Woodard. He's got this inside cutting ability that we absolutely loved, and he's got this toughness about him that kind of adds a different side to your running game. I thought it made for a good mix.
Yeah, he's a tough kid that can run between the tackles. He does a good job of seeing holes and cutting back when there's a tackler coming. So there's a lot of plays that were designed to hit the C-gap, and he cut him to the backside A-gap when he saw the holes that he's tackling line of scrimmage. So he's definitely an asset for us. Our line's actually blocking well enough now that we can use that asset inside. We'll see how we do in the next couple of weeks. We got some big boys coming up, but I think our line is coming along very well, and I'm really excited about their play.
Well, certainly, once again, wrapping up, West Platte Blue Jays win a big KCI victory over Lathrop, 33-20 last Friday, taking a big victory there. And I tell you what, building momentum, really important now as we get ready to play North Platte. We'll talk about this tobacco stick rivalry game right after this.
The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com.
Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free company with your storage rental.
Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston.
Well, welcome back as we continue our conversation with Coach Jim Newsted, head coach of the football Blue Jays. And we have certainly a challenge coming up this week, the Tobacco Stick rivalry. This rivalry goes back a ways. As long as I can remember, we've been playing this team for many years. And just to kind of give everybody a background between the two schools, a lot of tobacco was raised back in the day. And certainly one of these two schools, it was virtually a match of the two tobacco farming communities and what they did. And as a result, the Tobacco Stick Trophy, I think, is a very appropriate trophy for this game. This is a big game coming up, Coach. Looking at North Platte, they come in here 6-1. They have a chance here, actually, at the KCI title here if things work their way this next week. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But North Platte comes in with a lot of momentum, 6-1. I think West Platte comes into this game with momentum, too, at 3-4. And we've got the rivalry factor where you just take the records and you throw them out the window and play the game, Coach. Ought to be a big one here coming up.
Well, that's exactly what it is, and it's been like that every year. I mean, when we had the better record and they were kind of down a little bit, it was still a dang good game every week, or every year, sorry. And then now they have the better record, and we might be a little bit less on the record side, but like you said before, you throw the records out when it comes to Tobacco Stick. It's a big game for us. It's a big game for them. They're ranked in the state. They're excited. They have a lot of momentum going in. We got the momentum from the Lathrop game, but our kids are funnily sound and they're excited to play them. I think they can beat them. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
And certainly looking at this from North Platte's point of view, it's a big game for them, obviously, to keep up in the district standings, but they've got their eye on the conference situation as well, as East Buchanan and Mid Buchanan are playing each other, and that's their big rivalry game going on between the two Buchanans there. So that's going to be interesting to watch as we call the game. And certainly for West Platte, this is a great opportunity to make a stand, and that takes care of a lot of things, certainly where they are in the district situation. This is a big game for both teams, probably the biggest game for both teams I've seen in many years as far as where they stand.
Yep, it's not like two teams that are bottom of everything and trying to just play for the Tobacco Stick. There's more at stake than Tobacco Stick, but the Tobacco Stick is the main thing that's going to be our motivation. Our kids don't want to give it back to them. They want that stick to be blue instead of purple. So we've had a good week of practice. We got a good game plan. Offensively and defensively, we've mixed things up a little bit, so we're hoping we can hold our own with them. They do kind of have the advantage on us on the line of scrimmage. Their defense and offensive line of scrimmage is probably just as good as anyone in our conference. They showed that when they played East Buck 23-14, so they're about the only team on the line of scrimmage that's able to withstand little East Buck pounding. So we are gotten better at line of scrimmage. We've got some advantages here and there. I think our wing T will give them some misdirection and kind of keep them a little bit grounded in what they want to do. They want to mix things up and get kind of after you and throw a bunch of different blitzes at you. But with our wing T stuff, I think they have to be a little more grounded on that. Offensively, we're going to have to be able to move the ball in the air and on the ground. So we're going to have to try to have a balanced attack with them. Our best defense, as always, is having the offense with the ball in their hands.
No question about it. I understand the quarterback and their fullback are pretty good athletes, and something on the defensive side for you to key on as well.
Yeah, they are. Not only that, they have a tight end, senior John Winkler, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's their leading receiver. He makes a lot of plays. He's a 200-pound boy, but he doesn't run like a 200-pounder. So we have to stop our main goals are to stop the fullback and the quarterback in the run game and then try to control Kirkham at tight end. Not Kirkham, sorry, Winkler at tight end. To cut down his receptions.
As far as an environmental situation, I tell you, it looks like it's going to be fairly windy. I want to say scene forecast, 15 to 25 mile an hour wind, and both teams are going to have to be adjusting throughout the game as well. That's something we haven't seen really all year.
Yeah, it's going to be a hostile environment with the wind or without the wind. There, it's going to be a lot of things going on. They're going to bring a big crowd, and hopefully we bring a lot of our spectators there too. So it's going to be a very hostile environment. It's going to be a fun game, and these are the type of games you look forward to as a coach and as a player.
Very good. Looking at the conference breakdown, we'll go over this here a little bit. East Buchanan on top at 4-0. North Platte is at 3-1. Mid Buchanan at 4-1. Penny is at 2-3. Lawson 1-3. West Platte at 1-3. And Lathrop at 0-4. Big games this weekend. East Buchanan at Mid Buchanan, which a lot of eyes are going to be on that game while they're watching this game here, the Tobacco Stick Trophy game. So that could really decide how the conference shapes up here with the last week of the schedule coming up here next week. But Lathrop's at Lawson. Penny is at Wellington Napoleon, and Wellington Napoleon is in the district that West Platte and North Platte are in. And, of course, a Tobacco Stick game, West Platte at North Platte. And North Platte's looking at several things that they want to look at. Obviously, there's a state ranking involved, a conference standing as well. But you look at the district standings. North Platte actually took the lead in this district. North Platte 6-1, 45.61. They did overtake Polo at 6-1, same record with 45 points. So North Platte has a .61 advantage right now. It's a tight one. Crestridge, Chilhowee at 5-2, 39.94 points. Windsor with 4-3, with 37.06 points. Skyline, they have been playing very tough opponents. They're 1-6, 33.71 points. Midway at 2-5 at 29.6 points. Lincoln with 2-4 at 27.72 points. And Wellington Napoleon 1-6 with 23.48 points. And looking at the West Platte side of things, West Platte at number 5 with a 3-4 record and 35.9 points. They are and remain there standing in fifth place in the districts. But it's a real tight race. 35.9 as compared to Windsor, 37.06 ahead. West Platte can make some big gains with a big win this weekend, Coach.
Yeah, like I said on the radio either last week or Friday, but a big win here would probably secure us a fourth place finish in the districts, which would give us home field advantage. If we don't win this week, then we definitely got to win next week if you want to try to fight for the home field advantage. Otherwise, we're going to be on the road. Looks like we're fighting anywhere from fourth to sixth place in the district is where we're going to end up. So we'd like to be fourth place because that's home field. But if we end up fifth or sixth, we're well willing to travel and play somewhere else too.
Looking forward to that, Coach. And, you know, this being a big rivalry game, I'm sure it's not hard to get the football team motivated to play this one.
Nope, it's not. They're excited to play. We've had a good week of practice. Like I said, we got one more day today to polish up some things. And then we got to travel to North Platte and see if we can play a good football game.
That'll be a good one. We're looking forward to it, Coach. Best wishes to the West Platte Blue Jays and certainly you. And, hey, we'll talk to you after the game. We're looking forward to a great game.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your coverage. Appreciate Blue Jay Nation. Let's go out there and try to get that Tobacco Stick.